3. The drone returned to the appeal to reason and was taken back aboard. Seconds passed. Well, the fate amenable to change asked. There was a brief pause, a microsecond or so. Then, it's empty, the appeal to reason sent. Empty. Yes, it didn't record anything. It's like it never went anywhere.
Are you sure?
Take a look for yourself. A data dump followed. The fate amenable to change shunted it into a memory core it had set up for just such a purpose, the moment it had realized what the accession was, almost a month earlier. It was the equivalent of a locked room, an isolation ward, a cell. More information poured out of the appeal to reason, a gushing river of data trying to flood in after the original data dump. The culture ship ignored it. Part of its mind was listening to the howling, thumping noises coming out of that locked room. Information flickered between the appeal to reason and the sober council, an instant before the fate sent its own warning signal. It cursed itself for its procrastination, even if its warning would almost certainly have gone unheeded anyway. It signaled the distant war-ready Delenge craft instead, begging them to believe the worst had happened. There was no immediate reply. The appeal to reason was the nearer of the two Alencha ships. It turned and started accelerating towards the fates. It broadcast, tight-beamed, lasered, and field-pulsed vast, impossibly complicated signals of the culture craft. The fate squirted back the contents of that locked room, evacuating it. Then it swiveled and powered up its engines. So, I am going somewhere, it thought, and moved off, away from the appeal to reason, which was still signaling wildly, and remained on a heading, taking it straight for the culture ship. The fate raced outwards, powering away from the Alencha vessel and heading out on a great curve that would take it rolling over the invisible sphere that was the closest approach limit it had set. The sober council was moving off on an opposite course from the appeal to reason, which was still following the culture ship, a direction which would turn into an intercept course if they all held these headings. Oh, shit, the fate thought. They were still close enough to each other to just talk, but the fate thought it ought to be a little more formal, so it signaled. XGCU, fate amenable to change culture. Oh, explorer ship, sober council, whoever. Whatever you are, if you advance on an intercept course on the far side of the closest approach limits, I'll open fire. No further warnings. No reply, just the blaze of multi-band mania from the appeal to reason following behind it. The sober council's course didn't alter. The fate concentrated its attention on the last known locations of the three other Elench craft, the trio which the break-even had said were all war-configured. The other two couldn't be ignored, but the new arrivals had to constitute the greatest threat for now. It scanned the data it had on the specifications of the Alencha craft, calculating, simulating, wargaming. Grief, to be doing this with ships that were practically culture ships. The simulation runs came out equivocal. It could easily deal with the two craft, even staying within range of the accession, as though that was a wise limitation anyway. But if the other three joined in the fun, and certainly if they attacked, it could well find itself in trouble. It signaled the break-even again. Still nothing. The fate was starting to wonder what the point was of sticking around here. The big guns would start arriving in a day or two. It looked like it was going to be in some sort of ludicrous continual chase with the two Alencha ships until then, which would be tiresome, with the possibility that the other three war-ready Alentia ships might join in, which would be downright dangerous. And, after all, there was that war fleet on its way. What more was it usefully going to be able to do here? Certainly it could keep a watch on the accession, see if it did anything else interesting. But was that worth the risk of being overwhelmed by the Alench, or even by the accession itself, if it was as invasive as it now appeared to be? Enough of its drones, platforms, and sensor platforms might be able to evade the Alenches for the time it took until the other craft got here. They could keep watch on the situation, couldn't they? Ah, to hell with this, it thought to itself. It dodged unexpectedly along the surface of the closest approach limit, producing corresponding alterations in the headings of the two Alentia ships. It speeded up for a while, then slowed, until it was stopped relative to the accession. The position it held now was such that if you drew a line between the accession and the direction it was expecting the MSV not invented here to arrive from, it would be on that line too. The fate signaled the two Alentia ships once more, trying to get sense from the appeal to reason and any reply at all from the sober council. It was careful to target the last known positions of the break-even and its two militarily configured sister ships as well, still trying to elicit a response. None was forthcoming. It waited until the last possible moments, when it looked like the appeal to reason was about to ram it in its enthusiasm to overwhelm it with signals, then broke away from it, heading straight out, directly away from the accession. The fate amenable to change's avatars began the task of telling the human crew what was happening. Meanwhile, the ship turned onto a course at a right angle to its initial heading, and powered away at maximum acceleration. The appeal to reason targeted its effector on the fleeing culture ship as it curved out, trying to intercept it. But the attack, configured more as a last attempt to communicate, was easily fended off. That wasn't what the fate was concerned about. It watched that imaginary line from the accession to the MSV not invented here, focusing, magnifying its attention on that line's middle distance. Movements, probing filaments of effector radiations, three foci clustered neatly around that line. The Alentia ship break-even and its two militarily configured sister crafts had been awaiting it. Congratulating itself on its perspicacity, the GCU headed on out, leaving the immediate vicinity of the accession for the first time in almost a month. Then, its engines stopped working.